boy when he could come inside of my playpen, cause he looked like a superstar in the making. So I think that I'm going in for the taking. Ain't through the grapevine that he caking. We could shoot a movie, he could do the taping. Boom, 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 pow, this thing be shaking. I ain't even try to find out who he dating. Cause I know he got a wife at home, but I need just a night alone. If I keep playing with them games, I'ma run away, I'ma run away. I wanna give you one last option. I wanna give you one last chance. If you're looking for the main attraction, just hold on tight and let me do one dance. If you want. Just met a boy when he could become my little problem. Cause he looked like he modeling clothes in Dublin. So I think that he getting angry in a goblin. Hear through the grapevine that he hang low. We could shoot a movie, could bang like Rambo. Boom, 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 pow, this thing so bingo. Wondering if he could understand my lingo. Cause I know he got a wife at home, but I need just a night alone. If I keep playing them good old games, I'ma run away, I'ma run away. I wanna give you one last option. I wanna give you one.
How are you guys doing tonight?
I'm good. What's going on?
Nothing. I love that song. I was like jamming out so hard just now.
I love that song too. I love Nicki Minaj. I like her better than Beyonce.
Ooh! I think you're going to set some hearts on fire with that one.
I do.
Oh, hi everyone, by the way. Sarah's having mic problems for a moment, so hello.
No, I do totally. I think she's fucking awesome.
I think she's awesome too. There's another actually artist. I actually just discovered her today. She's another, like, you know, she sounds similar to Nicki Minaj as far as like lyrically. Her name's, and she's not super famous at all. She's kind of just getting started. Her name's Lady Leisure, and she spells her name really weird. It's L-E-S-H-U-R-R, but she has this really cool, like, dirty British accent. She raps, like, really fast. She reminds me, like, the way Nicki used to rap, like, in her mixtape days, but with a British accent and, like, a cool swag. It's cool. If you like rap, you have to check her out.
Never heard of her.
Yeah, I said she's brand new, so check it out. It's cool.
Awesome. So what's going on this week, guys? What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, dating and kind of like, you know, I wanted to know what are y'all's, like, I have this list of things in my mind when I go on a date that I kind of like check off. And if they, you know, if they hit those marks, then, you know, they kind of, I grade them, you know, in my mind, that is. So they get a little bit of a grading. What is it in y'all's? Do y'all have those rules? Do y'all look for things? What makes a good date? What makes a bad date?
Well, you know, I'm not the one to ask right now, but just from memory, I'll tell you one thing. I know that I never liked guys who were highly arrogant, first of all, and just like all about themselves and never ask you a question about yourself. Like never ask anything about you, just all about me. That makes a bad date for me. And someone who was just sort of I don't know. Just sort of conceited. I never liked arrogant guys, and some guys are like into arrogance. I'm not. I just never was into that. What about y'all?
I'm the same way. I don't like anyone that is very arrogant, and I also do not like anyone who is on their phone the entire time, especially during the first date. And
yeah, that's one of the things on my list. If you pull out your phone at all, that's like deduct. Like
exactly, because I'm thinking to myself, you had all day to check your fucking phone, so it's like,
well, it's
you
not
know,
just that. It's just rude, right?
It is, and it seems like you're more into your phone than you're into me and trying to get to know me. It's like. So exactly. That's just one of my things. I just don't like the arrogance. And I also do not like when a guy laughs at his own jokes.
Oh. We wouldn't have a good date then.
Yeah, I mean, especially when like cheesy and stuff. I'm like, dude, I'm like, you're like, they're trying to be funny, but they're not. And then they, you know, have the audacity to laugh at their own jokes. I'm like,
Yeah, so a lot like me.
Yeah, it's like, you know, like.
See?
It's like, you're not very funny, so. Oh, yes. By the way, I want to say this.
Yeah.
I just want to say hello to all of our new listeners. I think I went on and checked, and I think we've got like, I don't know, maybe 20 or 30 something likes on our Facebook page.
Oh, good.
So, yeah. So, to everyone that is listening for the first time tonight, welcome and hello.
Yes,
welcome.
Thank you.
We're only going to continue to grow. So,
yeah, and one thing is, awesome. I mean, that's the other thing. Next week we'll be able to hopefully get onto iHeart. So after next week. So yay, after this week, actually.
Yeah.
So that'll grow things, of course, too. And also, if you're listening to this show for the first time or whatever, or if you're listening at all, tell your friends to come and follow us on Twitter at GayXYZ Show. And also on Facebook at GayXYZ. So please follow us, and we will follow you back.
Absolutely.
But back to dating. Sorry. So what's your opinion on this, Christian?
Well, like I said, I kind of have this in my mind, this kind of like list of things. So what they are is like acknowledge the waiter when they come by so that they refill your drink, like just saying thank you and just acknowledging them. That's a big one for me. Another one that I really like that will get you bonus points, but it's not like a make or break. It's like if you text me or like you tell me like when the date is over, you know, let me know when you get home safe. Like that always is like very thoughtful to me.
Well, that's if they like you.
Oh.
No, because look, no, seriously, listen. I mean, I remember dating, and I remember like if I was on a first date, and we part ways, whatever. And if I liked the guy or if he liked me, there was always some sort of communication right after the date or soon after the date. Like they would text me or Facebook me or email me and say I had a great time. Or
hit your pager.
Yeah. My pager, bitch. No. I am not that old. Well, kind of. But anyway. I think that's part of it if they like you. But if they don't like you're not into you, I would never hear a word. I mean, isn't that your experience or maybe it's just me? Just me.
I'll let you know. So yeah, I like that. What about like kiss? Do you guys like expect a kiss on the first date or no?
It depends. It depends.
Like on the atmosphere.
It depends on the atmosphere, the chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
Because I mean, I'm not gonna kiss anyone if I'm having a shitty date. I mean, let's just be real. Mm-hmm. So it really just depends on the chemistry and the atmosphere. That type of thing.
I agree, and I think there's nothing wrong with a kiss on the first date. I think if you feel it, if you both feel it, and you're into each other, and you want to kiss each other, then do it. I mean, it's not like you're fucking, and you know, it's just kissing. So I think it's a good thing.
What are like some no like break things like you this is a bad date what are those things what qualifies as a bad date to y'all to not give somebody a second chance at all?
Someone who's on their phone all the time, like I said. Someone who always talks about themselves. Someone who brags about how much money they have. I don't know what it is about that, but that kind of gets under my skin. They're just like, oh, well, let me take that back. They're being materialistic, like, oh, you know, I drive this Mercedes, and you know, I live on this side of town, and I live in a condo that's $150,000.
You think that is so typical of Dallas gay guys? It's just like
Yeah, but that's a turn off for me. Some people might find it as a turn on. Like, they'd be like, ooh, he has, you know, he's really got it going on. That's a huge turn off for
me.
They're
digging for gold, maybe, but, you know.
Yeah, that's just not my thing.
I think if maybe you don't have a lot of any type of personality or any brains to, like, substitute that, that's kind of like your fallback if you got it. You know what I mean? You tend to rely on that as your, you know, your pros versus your cons when you don't have much.
Here's another one. Here's another one. Someone who talks about their ex. That.
Oh, yes.
Yes. If they talk about their ex, I'm like, fuck it, I'm out of here.
Well,
like,
look, on the first date or even the first three dates, I think that's a taboo. I think it's wrong. But I think there's a point where if you get serious with someone, you should talk about past relationships. I mean, you need to. You don't think you ever should talk about your past relationships?
Well, what if the guy brings it up and he's like, well, what if...
I don't. Because I don't care to know about your past relationships.
Thank you, me.
We are so on a different page here, three of us. Then, okay, hold on. I'm on a different page. Yeah?
On the first date, absolutely not. No. But if we're locking it down and we're calling it boyfriend...
That's what I'm saying.
Then, of course, I want to know what happened, because those are the things that, in my mind, I'm going to be looking for.
That's right.
I want to know the things you've learned from those relationships that made you a better partner.
Exactly. I think knowledge is power. And if you don't know why someone's former relationship ended, whether it was them or the other person, or even if it was both of them, whatever. I think you don't really know what you're getting into. Because a past relationship and how they handled it is indicative of how they're going to handle a relationship with you to some degree. Whether or not they may or may not have learned something or not. Hopefully they did. But I think it's important to know. But Jason, you think that it's not.
Not necessarily. I mean, I'm just one of those people that I just don't care to know about your past relationships. I mean, I don't.
So what if it was, what if he murdered his ex?
Well, I mean, if he murdered his ex, I'm sure I would hear about it. But I mean, you know.
So you do a Google search? Is that one of your things you do?
Just do a good old fashioned background check.
That's the first thing you do.
Me too. Mm-hmm.
Do a good old fashioned background check and credit check, maybe.
Damn, you are just hardcore. In my day, because I'm old, we didn't even have that shit. I mean, we had Google, obviously, since 2000. But it was like nobody was on there yet. You didn't have everybody in the fucking world on there because Facebook wasn't around or whatever. So, I mean, now, I guess if you're dating someone, you definitely Google them, right?
Yeah, or like, you know, just a quick little social media, you know, check in, because you want to know what you're getting into. You know, what if this person is like a hardcore partier and you're not really into that, and all their photos are, you know, all of their photos are out and about and with their friends, and they're like always look like they're, you know, like super wasted. You know, I'm not into that. So if that's the type of like thing that you do, then I need to know going into this, you know.
Agreed. I've done that before too. Now I have gone on Facebook, if they happen to be on Facebook or something like that, just kind of skim over their profile to see
just a little skim, just to see what they do
or what kind of pictures they upload, that type of thing.
Exactly that, or like the type of things they write, because if they're like the type of person that's writing like really negative bashing different points of views and not really handling themselves in a respectful way, again, that's also a huge turnoff for me.
Or if they're also being like a Debbie Downer when they post stuff like, oh, my day was so bad, or oh, I can't catch a break, or if they're always like prime example, I love her dearly, but I have a friend on Facebook and she always talks about how she doesn't have a man. Like every post is about how she doesn't have a man, and I'm just like, maybe this is why, because you're always posting how you don't have a man. And I'm sure the male friends that you do have, when they read this, I'm sure they're not going to approach you. Nobody wants a whining woman or man
that's always like...
Exactly, because it sounds like she's whining. It sounds like she's whining and bitching.
Nobody wants that.
So if you were dating her, then that would be like, you know, look what you're getting into. So that's why you would do, you know, just a little social media check-in, just to, you know, see what the business is about.
Yeah, but then there are also some people who want to go, like, in detail about their past relationships. It's like, that's why I said I don't care to know about that. I don't care about to know what your previous boyfriend looked like, how tall he was, mm-hmm, what care, mm-hmm, that type of stuff I don't care about.
Yeah, but I completely agree with you. Y'all, let me tell you this story. I went on this date, and this guy was like, hold on, I stop right here. I kissed a guy here at the time. And I was like, okay. And he was like, so let's kiss. And I was like, hard decline. I'm not going to kiss you in the same spot that you kissed another guy just so you could be like, I kissed two guys here. Oh, hell no.
I'm with you on that. No, I'll be like,
Yeah, and I don't like it when guys, like, they like say a lot of details about their last relationship that aren't really necessary. Mm-hmm. Like that kind of like bugs me and gets on my under my skin.
I mean, there are some people who want to know the details of their previous relationships, and I don't care to know.
That's disrespectful. If you ask
oh my gosh, I agree.
Yeah, because for one, it's going to kind of piss me off because I truly don't care to know. Second of all, I'm just going to be like, why are you even telling me this to begin with? Because it's just something that I am 100% completely uninterested in.
I think that guys who do that sometimes, sort of the way Christian was talking about guys who, or you were talking about how guys who use money and things like that to kind of their go-to, you know, I think sometimes they're like insecure and they'll say, oh, I had this guy, the biggest or he's the hottest bottom or whatever. And it makes their ego feel bigger. And so it inflates their ego. Right. So I think it's just disrespectful to do that if you're dating somebody, unless you ask. If you ask, then you should be ready for the answer.
Mm-hmm. What about if you're on a date and a guy is like, oh, he's so cute?
Well,
or his eyes are so handsome. Like, does that bother you? Or
I think it's
like
also
what?
Disrespectful. I think it's disrespectful. Mm-hmm.
I do too.
I agree.
I do. Yeah.
Unless the two of you are just friends, that's one thing. If you're on a date, yes.
We're talking about on a date, dating, in a relationship.
No,
that's completely inappropriate.
That's just wrong. I mean, people don't have any freaking common sense anymore not to do that. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on.
Right. Ugh,
anywho, well, I think that, I mean, dating. What's going on with you in dating, Christian? Anything lately?
You know, did you guys watch the new I Am Kate on E! This week?
Yes,
I did. I watched it.
I did. You know, I liked it even better than the first one, personally. But I
missed it this week. But I heard, they talked about like her being a Republican and like some of that kind of stuff.
What happened is she had all of these transgender women over to her house, mm-hmm, and it was just all of them having basically a transgender women weekend, and they were going to go to HRC in San
Francisco. Was Candace Cain there?
She was.
Yes.
And they were going to go to HRC in San Francisco to talk to these trans youth who were kind of, you know, in dire straits or whatever. Anyway, and so as part of that, they were discussing how Kate was saying how these people need to get a job or whatever, basically, essentially, and they were saying, hello, not everybody's rich like you are and famous like you are. You don't even understand what it's like to have to get a job being a transgender mm-hmm woman, especially one of color, like some of these were of color, and you don't understand. And so she was essentially kind of like put in her place because you're basically a baby, you're new to this, you need to listen to us, we know what we're talking about.
Right, and it's not like they can pass lot of them. So
no, and I agreed with them actually, and yeah, she definitely had a hardline Republican view about, you know, basically pulling yourself up by your bootstraps and that kind of bullshit, and like, you know, who the fuck cares anyway. But yeah, what did you think, Jason?
I enjoyed it as well. I know like when they did the confessionals, they were, I know the different, you know, trans, you know, the different women on there, they were talking about how one of them was just like, you know, one of them seemed kind of irritated, she seemed a little irritated that, you know, she was saying that what most trans people come out is normally a frightening experience for them. But, you know, when Kate did it, you know, it was just like, you know, she's like, she got all this overwhelming support.
It's
true. You know, yada, 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 yada. And she was right. And she was just like, you know, and I think another one was just like, well, you know, she doesn't know anything about the trans community. I mean, it was like constructive criticism, of course.
It really was, but they were completely right. I mean, she even she admits that she doesn't have any real, you know, connection with the trans community, she's been completely isolated all this time.
Exactly.
So, but yeah.
It was interesting, though. I did watch all of it. And, I mean, of course, it had some funny moments, just like any other reality show. No, they had some very interesting points. I mean, I learned some things myself about trans. So, I mean.
Yeah, and Christian, they talked about, hold on a second. They talked about doing the voice, her voice, you know, how everybody's talking about her voice and everything. And she really talked about her voice and how her voice is like, you know, really masculine, how she's been trying so hard to really change it. And they talked about the fact that you can actually get surgery to change your voice. Mm. And she's considering surgery for her voice. But they showed, it was really cool about it, is they showed this trans, or Caitlin showed this transgender woman who actually had a really deep voice and she started, you know, talking. And then she just from voice lessons, she sounds just like a woman like a year later. So it's really kind of cool that they can do that. But also they talked about that Candace Kane and her might be kind of into each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's been all over the blogs. Yes.
See, do you think that's real life or do you think that's just for the show?
I don't know. I mean,
because I mean, we've seen them hanging out a lot, but
it was in the papers or some, not the papers, but you know, the papers. I'm old. It was in the blogs about them dating or something, or supposedly, you know, pontificating about a relationship between the two about, I don't know, a month or so ago, before that even came on the show. So I don't know if it's true or not, but
yeah, it's just all speculation. No one really knows for sure at this point. So.
But what do you think?
Well, that's interesting.
But what do you think about also the fact that it's lost half its audience since it premiered? Yeah, go ahead.
I think a lot of people probably tuned in because they were curious, not necessarily like wanting to watch it because they were committed to watching it. You know, a lot of people like to watch the Kardashians, which again, the E Network, that's their
that's their network,
honey cow. Yeah, they should just change the damn name to just K exclamation. Anyway, so I think a lot of people were just curious to tune in, but they weren't necessarily invested into it. And it's such a different type of tone than all of the shows on that network. That you know, I think people tuned in because they were curious and.
It's more serious and more real.
Yeah, it's more serious. It's educational. Mm-hmm. And I don't think a lot of people are necessarily, forgive me for saying this, but like interested in caring enough about the journey of it.
They're just curious.
Like, especially if they're accepting of it. They're like, oh, you're trans. You feel the same. Okay, cool. Good for you. It doesn't affect my life. You know what I mean? They don't care enough to want to like go to therapy with her and, you know, yada, yada, yada. So I'm not surprised. It is a bit disappointing, but.
Well, for me, you know, I guess I live in a bubble because I'm surrounded by liberal people like myself. But I think that it's important. Oh, that's not true. People are fucking conservative. I can't stand to. But I think that there are like when I was on Periscope, of course, and there was this chick watching the show for the first time, the second episode. And there were these guys in there talking to her, this chick, because she's really gorgeous, this chick on Periscope. And they were watching because of her, but they're watching I Am Kate with her. And they're like, what's its name and what's it doing? And talking about Kate as it. I refuse to call it a her. I mean, just doing really...
Anybody in it that's not an object.
Right. And just really horrible, just kind of derogatory things they were saying about it, as they put it. And I was just really taken aback, but I don't know why. I mean, I guess it's the same thing as when you're gay. I mean, people just hate you because you're different. And just the ignorance. I said, you're a fucking ignorant buffoon, I said to them. And he's like, I just don't feel comfortable around them. I was like, why? Because you're afraid you might be gay yourself or you might be transgender yourself? I mean, what is the deal? What other reason could you possibly be uncomfortable about? Because they're going to hit on me. Oh, okay. They're going to hit on you. God. Okay. Because you're the most gorgeous man on the planet and we all want you so badly. Anyway, it's just the fucking nonsense. It always pisses me off. So I just hate ignorance and this show is sort of bringing it out and a lot of people as well, but whatever. Yeah. You also said there was
but
a show.
We have to kind of get through that to, you know, become more accepting and it's not an overnight thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've always been a firm believer that when people say stupid shit like that, like, oh, I don't, you know, I'm just so uncomfortable because they're going to hit on me. I've always been a firm believer that either A, you're curious, or, you know, B, you have some type of like, you know, tendency. Or
that's right.
I've always said that.
Jason, you're You're right. I even said to him, I said the majority of men who are homophobic have some sort of latent homosexual tendencies themselves that pissed him off. But it's true.
Because they're uncomfortable with it?
Because they're afraid and they're uncomfortable with it. If you're secure in your masculinity or your sexuality, you have no reason to be threatened by someone else's, period.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. A lot of the straight men I know are obviously very accepting of gay guys. So
good. That's good.
You know.
And they should
I'm so not that gay guy to ever like hit on anybody.
Well, don't you think that's just self-hating though to do that anyway? It's kind of homophobic, don't you think, to just like even this chick whose Periscope I was on, she said her best friend's gay and all he does is hit on straight guys. He refuses to date gay guys. I'm like, that's like a self-hating homophobic fact.
Exactly. Yeah, that's almost kind of disrespectful.
It isn't. It gives us a bad name and makes us look bad, and it perpetuates stereotypes which are untrue. So that pisses me off. But anyway, you said there was
all this time on Periscope.
Yeah. By the way, I know it's losing its luster. I mean, I'm finding people on there I still like to talk to and stuff occasionally, but I just find, you know, I'm like, whatever. I'm not on as much as I used to be. You did say there was a show, another show about transgender.
Yeah, today actually, Fuse Network, which is like a cable, like one of those fancy cable networks, announced a new trans reality show they're launching called Transcendence. That's based on, it's kind of like a cross between The Real Housewives meets Vanderpump Rules, in the way that they're all a group of trans women and they're all friends and they all work together at this restaurant bar type of place called Women of Asia in San Francisco. So I'm assuming on the show we're going to kind of watch the trials and tribulations through their friendship and their work drama, all while trying to juggle love and dating and friendship and work. And so I think that could be a fun, interesting concept that we haven't really seen on television yet.
That's kind of cool. Are they all Asian or is that just the name of the place?
No, there's a mix of them. I think there's only one Asian girl. One of them is Latina with like a strong dialect. A couple of them are white. It's a pretty mixed race.
Well, that's good. Well, that's cool. What channel is it on?
Yeah, the trailer just came out today. So look that up. On Fuse Network.
Fuse, okay.
On Fuse Network.
I don't think I've ever watched anything on Fuse.
They actually have a lot of gay friendly shows on there. They did another show. They do Big Frida, which is
I love me some Big Frida.
What is it? I have to see it. What is it? I've never heard of it. The show.
Big
what
Frida.
Is it?
Big Frida is a. I guess you refer to him. Well, he's a guy, but he dresses.
Drag.
He's a guy. He's very androgynous.
Okay.
Yes, that's what I'm looking for. Thank you, Christian. And he is a hip-hop artist, R&B artist. Well, I won't say R&B. It's more like hip-hop and rap artist. He's done a song with RuPaul called Peanut Butter. I don't know if you've heard of it or not.
Peanut butter? No.
Yeah.
well, RuPaul, peanut butter.
Yeah. You have to
it's like booty shaking music.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty much twerk music. That's
okay,
what it is.
Okay.
And he had a part of that where he rapped in that. And it's a really good show. I like it. I mean, I've been following Big Frida for years. So it's interesting. I think he has a new show that's coming out. This will be season 3, I believe, and I think season 3 comes out I want to say October. I think when I checked, it was like sometime in October. I don't know for sure, but
I'll have to check these out. That's
yeah, cool. Yeah, yeah, they're fun, and it kind of disappoints me that these other networks are, you know, staying relevant and innovative when it comes to LGBT programming, but the actual logo network can't afford to put anything on TV besides like Will and Grace reruns and one season of RuPaul a year. You know what I mean?
What
like
is that about?
Logo used to be it, and now they don't really. They have no new programming.
No,
it's,
what happened? I know.
You know, I feel the same way. Yeah, you're right about that. There are actually quite a few networks that.
But isn't it? Isn't Logo owned by Bravo, the same NBC or something? The same channel or not? Is it different? Completely.
I'm not sure.
Okay, sorry, Jason. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. I was just saying that I agree that Logo used to be like the shit back in the day, like
it
a
was.
Few years back.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, I mean, I don't know. I don't know who's doing their programming over there.
Somebody who's not gay.
Exactly, but it's like, but it's there's actually quite a few networks because I also feel that way about BET.
Yes.
And I just feel like BET, their programming here has just gone down the fucking tube.
And you know
well.
What I think it is? I honestly I don't care what network it is or what their shtick is or whatever. I think every network, all they do, we talked about this previously, is about following a certain demographic, trying to, you know, fit into a certain thing and cater to them and not really bother with what's good programming. And I think that's what a lot of them are falling victim to. Have you seen Here TV, that channel, before? That channel has some decent programming.
I've heard of it. You have to pay for it, though.
It's not free. So,
oh, okay. Yeah. I've heard of it.
Yeah, that's okay. Well, anyway.
But it seems like the only network that's gay-friendly and is pretty successful right now is Bravo.
Bravo is so gay. Well, that's because of Andy Cohen and, you know, yeah. Hello. Yeah.
I mean, it seems like they're just winning right now, so.
It's just gay-friendly. It's not like gay-based programming. It's just gay-friendly.
Oh, yeah, come on. Let's be realistic. These shows
it's gay-friendly.
It's not
shows about gay.
I don't care. They're still gay.
No, I said gay-friendly.
I know, but they're just, to me, they're just gay. They're shows gay people would watch, is what I'm trying to say.
Right, gay-friendly.
You know I mean? Yeah, but no.
They're not like shows based
about
on gay,
gay people.
People. Logo Network.
No,
or
but I'm saying they might
as
well be, because they're just shows mostly gay guys watching straight women. But anyway, whatever. Mm-hmm. Steve Grand, I want to talk about that real quick, because there's a point he's making. If you know who Steve Grand is, he's that country western gay singer dude. And he,
wait, pause.
Yes.
Do you know who he is?
Yeah, he's gay. And he's a country.
But do you know who he is?
Yeah, why?
So if you saw his face, you would know who he was.
Yeah, he's got dark hair and kind of looks
okay,
like Chachi.
Okay, Jason, if you saw this guy's face, would you know that this was him?
Honestly, I don't know who he is.
Yeah, I don't know who he is either. So okay. I'll get to my point in a minute.
Okay,
go ahead.
Well, let me finish my point. My point is that the guy has been, he was dubbed as the first gay, openly gay country western star or whatever. About 2 or 3 years ago, he came up with a video online, which is very successful. Anyway, the guy is complaining now about the fact that people are paying more attention to his hot body than to his music.
Hello.
And all he does is put fucking pictures of his nude body, practically nude body, and shirtless body and his abs and everything else. It's all sexualized photographs, right?
Okay, I just Googled him.
Yes.
And how the fuck are you going to sit there and complain about everyone's paying attention to your looks and your body? Every fucking picture that I pulled up on Google Images, 90% of them is him shirtless running through the water.
And that is my point. Exactly.
And that type of thing. So I'm like, how the fuck? That's just like these so-called Instagram models that post pictures of their ass, and then they'd be like, I hate it when I go in public and people smack my ass.
Exactly.
What the fuck do you think is going to happen when it's all the fuck you post?
This is my point. Exactly. It's like so annoying. I mean, if you want to be taken seriously as an artist, then focus on your music and that and stop exploiting your body instead. And I have no problem with him exploiting his body. Don't get me wrong. It's fine. But I'm just saying that if you're going to exploit
complain about it.
Exactly. It's just hypocritical. To me, anyway,
girl, please,
it's like if Madonna or somebody, like one of the millions of women artists who said, "Don't look at my body because I'm always showing my body." I mean, that makes no fucking sense. It's just stupid.
Right. I mean, all of his pictures are like that. It's like, ain't nobody got time for that.
My point was, I have never heard of this guy, never seen his face, and in this post or whatever it was, this long ass essay he wrote.
Yes.
About how famous he is, and he's kind of broke because he invests all his money into his music and nobody listens to it, and blah, blah, blah.
That's
I had never heard of him. I don't care. Well, the whole thing is like he doesn't have management or a record label.
Right.
That's the problem.
And he's never not stopped to act for a fan. I'm like, dude, you are not that popular.
But he's not even that talented. I listened to his music. And
ooh.
I mean, he's not. I mean, seriously. I mean, just because he's a pretty face, I mean, people think that's all you need these days, which to some degree it's true.
So are you saying that if he didn't have that hot body, nobody would listen to his music?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, if he weren't the first quote-unquote gay country artist, which is, I don't even know if that's true, but that's what he says.
It's not even, he's not even famous enough to be
right.
Labeled that.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
It's, yeah, because prior to Donovan bringing him up this evening, I had never in my life heard of this
Jason's
person.
Like, who?
I had to Google him to see what he looks like. So, I mean, and all these pictures, I mean, these.
Wait, what's this young man's name? What's his name?
Steve Grand.
Okay, any Steve Grand fans listening, I apologize. You know, more power to you guys for loving him, rocking him. But until he has a crossover country, pop, whatever it is, folk, R&B, whatever song that everybody knows, he's not the first gay country star, because I'm sure there are tons of gay boys out there playing guitar, singing Garth Brooks. And just because they don't have 100,000 followers on Instagram or whatever does not make... You're not a country star if I don't know, if we don't know,
we know who you are. That's exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. By the way, there's been rumor. Actually, I'll tell you a quick story real quick. When I was in 1999, I was on the internet on gay.net, which was a website then. Now it's gay.com. But anyway, and I was talking to some guy who messaged me on there. He was like 40 or something. And we talked. I was not interested, but we talked. And he said his nephew's name was Kenny, and he was releasing a demo soon. And his nephew was gay as well. And it turned out that a year or two later, it was Kenny Chesney. I swear to God. Mm-mm. So when Kenny Chesney had that whole fake marriage thing with, who was it with? You probably know who I'm talking about.
Renee Zellweger.
Yes. When he had that whole thing, when she divorced him because of deception or something, I was like, mm-hmm, I know what that's about. But so my point is, I think that there's definitely been a bigger star who's gay before Steve Grand. I don't think he gets to claim that at all.
And I'm looking at his
pictures. I think he's open. 25. We're talking about open,
openly gay,
gay,
yes.
Country star.
Right.
He's only 25. I just looked up his...
Yeah, he's young. And
like he's not aging very well.
And my point about him is...
I'm just making an observation. Look, he looks more like he's about 40.
I just don't think 45. I don't think the guy... The thing is, if he really wants to be taken seriously as a musical artist, then he needs to focus on the music and not his body and his image. He needs to focus on that. I mean, that's important to an extent, obviously. But it's not... If that's all you know him by is his body, then he's not doing the job he's supposed to be doing about his music. So that's what I think.
Like, honestly, if you wouldn't tell me that he was a country singer, I would assume that he was a model.
Right. He looks like one.
So. He looks like one, yeah. And the one is not aging very well.
Did you hear about Lenny Kravitz's oops moment?
Yes, I saw the video.
That was pretty...
What'd you think, Jason?
Here's my thing. I was on a website and they have...
Hold on. Go ahead and explain what happened first.
Okay. So, Lenny Kravitz was performing in... Where was
Germany
he performing? Germany. I was gonna say Sweden, but I could be
wrong.
It's
a really good wine. Sorry, go ahead.
And he was performing on stage at a festival, I'm assuming, and he was wearing these skin tight leather pants. They appeared to be leather pants, and he took a dip, crouched down, and his shit pretty much split open. His dick popped out the
It process, is dangling down there.
Nope. And it was just dangling down there. And, you know, I saw it and I looked at it and I was just like, okay. I mean, it wasn't anything that I wasn't really fascinated by it.
Well, it wasn't the fact that, I mean, we're talking about how the size of his penis or if it was nice or not or what it looked like so much, is the fact that he was on stage and he had a Janet moment where his dick popped out instead of his tit, basically. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, but I think that he recovered pretty well. He stood up and he held the guitar in front of himself for the rest of the song. Backed up off the stage, yeah. And that was it.
Well, everyone else online just had photos, and I was like, I want to see a video.
Oh, you didn't see the video? I saw the video.
No, I did. I finally found the video. I was just like, oh.
But you can really see his penis that much. I mean, you could see it, but it was like so far away, you couldn't really see it.
Close yeah.
Did you guys notice the silver accessory he was wearing around it?
Was cock ring?
Oh, the cock ring. Well, I couldn't see.
That makes sense to me, though. If you're a rock star,
why?
What do you mean, why? If you're a rock star,
explain to me.
A cock ring keeps your dick filled with blood, so it looks more engorged and it looks bigger. So he's wearing no underwear. It also keeps an erection if you want to use it for that as well. He's wearing no underwear. And so he's trying to make his package look bigger on stage because he's a rock star, and that's why. That makes sense. So yes. it basically pushes it out front is what it does. So it makes his basket.
You know, I like to think everything is a conspiracy or a publicity stunt. So I just wanted you to clarify. No.
I don't think if it happened by mistake, he probably wouldn't have been. I mean, on purpose, he wouldn't have been wearing a cock ring, probably, in my opinion.
What would he have been wearing?
He wouldn't be wearing anything on it. Just his dick would be hanging out.
I don't think it was a publicity stunt.
I don't either.
Honestly, but...
I just think it happened. Big deal. It happened. I mean, I don't think it's a big deal, but there are people who are like, oh my God, it's a penis. And it's like, America, we're so fucking like, oh my God, puritanical about sex. It's so annoying to me personally. I just am very open about sex and everything, and not to the point of being crass so much necessarily. It's just being open, and I don't think it's anything to be ashamed of. It's just a guy's penis. Everybody, every man on the planet who's a man has a penis. So
right.
It's just a penis. That's all it is. You've seen one, you've seen them all pretty much. So anyway.
Yes.
and then did you hear about Leslie Jordan and his whole thing at Starbucks or at the coffee shop?
I love Leslie Jordan
though. I love him too. You know, he was the one that was on he played what's his face in Sorted Lives. I can't remember his name. I'm sorry.
Oh, I can't remember his
It was hilarious.
He was in The Help as her editor. Yes, that's right. Exactly.
Will and Grace.
Will and Grace. Leslie. Yeah. Anyway, so he was at a coffee shop in West Hollywood,
Starbucks,
of all places, of course. And he was there, and some man comes in and screaming faggot and this kinds of things to the people there. And he said, not in my house. Get out of my house. And he threw his coffee on him. Get out. Get out of my house. And the guy fled or whatever. And they ended up catching the guy eventually. So I thought that was fucking awesome. Because, I mean, I love it when gay guys stand up for themselves and they're not victims. Mm-hmm. And any, you know, they're like, fuck you. This is fucking West Hollywood, basically.
Right. Obviously, that guy knew what he was doing by walking into a Starbucks in one of the gayest cities in this country, or yes, gayest neighborhoods in this country, and hooting and hollering. He knew what he was signing up for.
Yeah, and he
exactly.
Yeah, and he got what he deserved. And then on that same note, of course, there were the two gay guys in New York City, mm-hmm, who were
in West End. In Soho.
Soho, of all places, which is a gay mecca almost. And they got verbally bashed or whatever. Yeah, and actually, did he actually hit them? I can't remember if he hit them or something. Or
He punched the guy in the face.
That's right. He actually punched him in the face. And these two guys actually happen to be gay, but they also happen to be West Point graduates and actually know a thing or two about protecting themselves. And they fucking went down on this guy. Oh, that's the wrong expression. They actually went.
What's West Point?
West Point is the ultimate, penultimate, most prestigious military academy in the United States. Military academy.
Never heard of them.
Oh, okay. You've never heard of West Point, both of you? God, y'all are young. No. Anyway, so yeah, it's like the most, if you want to be in the military, you want to be an officer, you want to go to the top ranks, if you can get into West Point, it's like going to Juilliard if you're an artist, basically, or you know what I mean? That's what it's like. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, they went there, and of course they're taught all these things about, you know, protecting themselves, and same thing military training teaches you. And they fucking went to town this guy and just fucking beat his ass up, and he went away. And actually, there's no arrest been made yet, though, unfortunately. But he's still at large. But they have his picture and his name. They have his name yet? No, they just have a picture of this guy.
I'm sure he learned his lesson.
But this is great. And this is my point. I just love it when gay guys stand up for themselves. It's fucking awesome. I loved it.
Well, and it just proves that these people are so cowardly. You're intentionally going into a gay neighborhood just to cause problems. You know what I mean?
Right. That's like me going into church saying, you're all fucking morons. But anyway, you know, I'm sorry. But, you know, I don't.
Gonna bin.
Which I would never do. But I'm just saying that, you know, they're entitled to their beliefs, and gay people are entitled to believe what we believe, and atheists are entitled to believe what they believe, and so forth. You shouldn't go into someone's home, as he put it, you know, and do it like Soho. Madonna.
He did clarify, and he said that it was tea and not coffee. Which
it was tea, but yeah, whatever. It's all about the effect, though. The fact he threw it on.
Yeah,
awesome.
Absolutely.
Madonna is under fire for her pole dancing nuns. Did y'all read about that or hear about that?
Yes, I saw the video, which is so silly.
It's not even a video. It's like a clip of a, yeah.
It's like just to get buzz going.
Right. Yeah. But don't you think it's ridiculous? It's, first of all, it's Madonna. And what do you expect her to do? And on the talk, by the way, which I don't really watch, I started recording it because you were going to be on there, so I started watching it.
Keyword, gonna.
And so,
hey, I can laugh at myself.
It's cool. It's cool. It happens. That shit happens. But no, I that's the only reason I was watching it. And they just went like, they were all horrible towards her about Madonna, saying, oh, Madonna, you've done this before. You've done the religion thing. Do something new, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, this is her thing. So what?
Right. That's exactly. Go ahead, Jason.
No. I was just saying it's Madonna. Like, I don't know why they're acting so surprised. I mean,
I mean, she's supposed to push buttons. That's what she's always done.
Well, and it's just a matter of, she has like a right hand and a left hand. In the right hand, it's sex. In the left hand, it's religion. That's and when right. they when they go together, like they people always like, do with her art, people freak out about it. I'm like, she's literally been doing this for decades, and y'all are still mad about it. Like,
it's like, come on. It's ridiculous.
I think just in general, people have just become so weak and sensitive when it comes to sex and religion. And
well, it's like
I think the fact that we have so many social issues going on in our country right now, and I think more than ever, so many people are uneducated and they're plugged in on social media thinking that those are reliable sources about things. So people become more sensitive because they don't want to offend anybody, because they don't want to be the next, you know, whoever that, you know.
But I think the problem also is, though, y'all, is that with today's, the way we have social media now, and when you're on Facebook or you're on your iPad and you get news, or you're watching television news channels or whatever, it's all filtered to your particular viewpoint already. So it's like all you see is your own exactly. viewpoint. And unless you actually actively seek out alternative points of view, you don't really get exposed to them. So people who aren't smart enough or wise enough to do that actually just take what they're seeing as the gospel or the truth, and say, oh, this is the way things are because Fox News told me, or you know, or it was on Facebook, instead of actually doing research to see if it's fucking true, or to actually come to a conclusion on their own. Do the research and say, okay, let's look about Madonna's past, let's look at her history, let's look at what she's done in the past, or videos or whatever, just as an example, and let's see, oh, I see what she's doing, I see the point she's making, I get it, instead of just saying, oh my god, you know, she's got nuns on a fucking pole. What a fucking big fucking deal.
And well, and what's interesting to me is the whole video, they're all, you know, wearing, you know, their rehearsal clothes, but in this right. one particular clip, we just see this.
The habits.
So do you think this could be just a thing to kind of, you know, get the feathers ruffling about this tour?
I don't honestly think it was I don't think it was intentional at all. I think she's just being herself. It's part of the tour. That's what it was a clip of the dancers rehearsing. And that's just happened to be part of it because it was interesting iconography, I think. And that just happened to be something that people just picked up on. I don't think she did it intentionally. I mean, people think she does it intentionally, but I don't think she does, honestly. But anyway. Oh, by the way.
Yeah, I think that's a good
go ahead.
The point that you make, just as far as like whatever that
iconography.
Thank you. Just because that is such an like that idea, and if you look at the video, you'll see what we're talking about is iconic. And if you were to see that 10 years from now, you could say, "Oh, that was from a Madonna concert."
Right.
And that's one of those things that a lot of artists nowadays aren't really giving us visuals, interesting visuals that are controversial or just interesting that 10 years from now, you know, we could look back on, like the Britney Spears naked bodysuit with the crystals. Like, that's an iconic thing. And Ariana Grande ain't giving us that. She's giving us a ponytail. But is that
I wish she would change her hairstyle
right now, but
she wears the same hairstyle every single time.
Well, that's a whole other story. That's a whole other story. Look it up. Google it. Next.
I know. I mean, I read the story on it already, but yeah. It's like, girl, change it up. Okay.
There was we'll move on from Madonna because, you know, I talk about her every fucking time. But anyway, speaking of Madonna, though, there was a video that she released in early this year about Lady Gaga, and it actually was dedicated to her. And it actually, I can't remember what it was called. I can't remember what it was called, but it's actually really.
It's like Two Steps Behind Me.
Two Steps Behind Me. That's it. Thank you. Two Steps Behind Me. It's a really good song, actually. And it talks about how she's always copycatting her and everything else. And in the video, which was actually not made by her, but it was by someone who mashed it together, it showed basically different scenes from all her videos and juxtaposing them. Besides Gaga and things she had done that literally ripped her off, and Gaga's tour manager or whatever, or director, whatever the fuck he was, actually admitted to having used Madonna as the quote-unquote inspiration for much of Gaga's videos and the things she's done. So I just thought that was interesting that she actually called her out on it publicly. But do you think that that's sort of, you think it's petty or you think it's fair for her to do that?
Well, where did this, like, where did this song come from?
Madonna wrote it. But it was not. It was unreleased. It was unreleased.
Out or did it?
No, it was unreleased. It was. It leaked. It was unreleased.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. You don't think that that was leaked to ruffle some feathers to kind of get everyone talking about this concert tour that's about to start? Or
well, that was in January, though.
Wait. Well, yeah, it may have been in January that we wrote it and, you know, recorded the demo and everything, but it just so happens to be coming out now. Also, like, all the footage from the Vogue video.
Yes.
Like, all that vintage footage
that was intentional.
That just happened to leak right about now.
That
I mean,
was intentional.
The timing is, I mean, it's great timing, but.
That was intentional. The leaks, the videos and stuff, those were intentional. Those were not.
But then also, like, you know, I did watch that video that you're referring to, and the thing, some, I didn't watch the whole thing, but just some of the things that they're doing, it's like Madonna crawling on a floor, and here's Lady Gaga crawling on a floor. I mean, do you really have a trademark crawling
on
a floor
if
you're a fucking rock star? I mean.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
It's like some sort of major feedback. Talk again, Christian.
So,
oh my God! Stop talking. Stop talking. Jason, can you talk?
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, it's coming from you, Christian. It's like, do you hear him okay, Jason, or is it just me hearing feedback?
No, it's like some serious feedback.
Oh yeah, it's like you're on the moon, Christian.
my microphone doesn't agree.
Oh, there you are.
There you go. Okay, you sound 100% better.
Yeah, you're back now.
I apologize for that.
It's okay. It happens. Shit happens. Anyway, anything else you want to talk about tonight before we go, guys? Anything on your minds you want to discuss? I did.
No, I'm just.
Go ahead, Jason.
No, I was just saying that this whole thing, technically, at the end of the day, I don't care about the situation, but it seems like this whole thing with Cecil the Lion, I am already sick of hearing about it. I mean, they have put so much, the media has run this into the ground, and someone asked me the other day, how do I feel about it, and I just told her, I'm like, honestly, I don't give two shits about the lion, and she got so upset when I said that. I'm like, I don't care about this fucking lion. I'm like, I'm sorry that it was accidentally killed.
It wasn't accidentally killed, it was murdered.
Well, I mean, well, murdered or whatever, but I'm like, I'm like, I'm not losing any sleep over it, I'm sorry.
Well, I am, I'm a huge animal lover, and it fucking pisses me off that this guy literally went into a preserve where they're supposed to be protected and safe, not the wild. It'd be different if he went into the wild and he could legally shoot a lion, that's one thing, but he goes and actually hunts this particular lion in a nature preserve where he's supposed to be safe, coaxes him out with meat, and then murders him, and then lets him stagger around for 40 hours in pain. I mean, he shoots him, excuse me, in the head or whatever, or the back or something, in pain, and then shoots him in the head and chops his head off. I'm sorry, but that is just...
No, I'm an animal lover too.
Masochistic.
But it's like, I don't really care.
Actually, that's sadistic. Well, I'm sorry you don't care. I care. I think it's a horrible thing. You just think they're spending too much time on the
the media's just been running this to the ground. I feel like the media's been talking about this more when they could be talking about more serious
topics.
We
do have much more serious topics that could get much more attention than the lion. I agree with that.
Because I feel like personally they've been talking about this more than me talking about the Sandra Bland situation.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's like, I understand this lion was murdered. I get that. I feel bad for it. I'm an animal lover as well. But it's like the media has gone overboard with it. I'm like,
I'm going to say something that you're probably going to agree with me on. It's not going to be popular, but I'm going to tell you that, you know, that Americans care more about animals generally than they do
humans.
About black people. I'm sorry.
I said to someone, I said, I feel like this Cecil the Lion thing is kind of like a
symptom.
No offense to neither one of you, of course.
Yes.
But it's like, I feel like it's more of like a white America situation.
Yes.
And it's just like, I'm like, only white America really cares about this.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just like, Sandra Bland, they talked about it for maybe like a few days. Mm-hmm. And then that shit is like already laid to rest.
Yes.
And this, I mean, I turn on the radio, they talk about it. I go online, they talk about it. I go on the blogs, they talk about it. I turn on the TV, they talk about it. I'm like,
yeah,
like, I don't have much more of this I can tell
I you. Understand that. I understand that sentiment, and I agree with you. I understand where you're coming from completely, and I think you're right. I think it's unfair, and I think it's just a symptom of the problems we have with racism in America. And people who aren't, you know, a racial minority or whatever may not see it that way. They may think, oh, you're being ridiculous to say that or to extrapolate this from this. But the truth is that, as I said, I do believe, just from observation and some experience, that people in America care more about the lion than they do about a black woman who was possibly murdered in prison. So,
yeah,
that's the truth, unfortunately. But what can you do to change that?
Nothing.
No, that's not true. That's not true. What you can do is continue to keep it in the public dialogue, I think, and make sure people don't forget about that or Trayvon Martin and so forth. All of these other issues that the black community has had to face this past few years. That's the only way you can do it, is to keep it alive. Maybe you should write about it or something. I don't know what the hell you can do, but it's up to you. Don't you think?
Yeah, that's just my take on it.
Ooh, they got then, serious fast too. Damn.
Yeah, and then I know there was another situation about the police officer that was charged with murder for murdering the black guy Sam Dubose. I think that's his last name.
Dubois?
In Cincinnati, Ohio. You ever heard about this?
Sam Dubois? I don't know.
I think it's his last name is Dubose. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it correctly.
Okay.
But
no, I have not heard about it. Tell me about it.
So this happened over the past week or so. This happened in Cincinnati.
Yes.
There was Sam, which was driving. He was driving a vehicle, was pulled over because he had a front license plate that was missing. That was the original. That was the initial reason he got pulled over, because in the state of Ohio, you have to have a plate on the front and on the back.
Mm-hmm.
He only had one on the back.
Mm-hmm.
So he got pulled over. And according to the video, there's video online of it, and it's been all over the media. The police officer told him to get out of the car or something like that. And instead of getting out of the car, he wasn't reaching for anything. He just started the car and was going to drive off. The police officer pulls out a gun and shoots him in the head.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No, I'm dead serious. It's
I saw this on Facebook for a few days. It just popped up on me.
Yeah, oh, and he wasn't reaching for anything. The video clearly shows that he was starting his car and he was trying to drive away, and the police officer pulled out and shot him in the head. Then in his report, the police officer says that, oh, he held me and when he drove away, I got dragged with the car and yada yada. Turns out he was wearing a body cam. None of that was true.
Mm-hmm.
He turned around. He just purposely just shot and killed this man.
This has happened so much lately. It's just it's a fucking epidemic.
Is it lately, or is it just because the media is finally catching on to it? And
that's what I mean.
This is something that's been going on in the black community for years.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I think it's just finally coming to the light, because the media and people are starting to finally realize that this shit does happen in the black community.
Absolutely.
But this has been going on for ever since I was a kid. I've heard of stories like this. So I mean, it happens.
Doesn't that make you feel powerless to do anything about it? I mean, because as a community, it would seem to me because we are seeing it so much more often in the media now in the past few years, or especially since Trayvon Martin and everything. But I mean, especially with the police anyway, I think, doesn't it make you feel powerless? How do you fight against that other than just talk about it? I mean, what do you do? What can you do?
I don't know. I feel like changes need to be made, of course, but it's happening so rapid. It's just almost to the point you're not exactly sure where to begin.
Do you think that any of this has to do with the fact that we have a black president and that has made it worse for black people? Because white people who are racist feel they're losing their power in the country, and then therefore they react this way, these cops and people like that who are racist. Do you think that may have something to do with it?
Personally, I don't know. I can't say. But it is. I mean, it's just a really sad situation. And
I always hear
people talking about, we need to take our country back. And I'm like, what the fuck does that even mean?
Well, you know what it means. You know what it means. I mean,
I know what it means, but I'm like, like, do you not, what, you don't want any minorities in this country? I'm like, I don't know, I'm not understanding.
What it means is that the white power structure in America is fading, and in 20 years from now, it'll be a majority-minority country, and they're afraid of what's going to happen to their power that they've had for 300, 400 years in this country, or whatever it's been. And I think that that is where it's coming from. It's fear. It's these people are afraid, and that is no excuse for their behavior, and it's just ignorance-based, obviously. It's the same way when the slaves were released and they made they wouldn't allow slaves to have guns and stuff because they thought they were going to kill all the slave owners and stuff, which they should have done anyway. But anyway, I think that, you know, I think that's where it's coming from. So I think, honestly, that if you look at it that way and you know that they're ignorant and stupid and dumb fucks, eventually things are going to turn around and it's going to be more people going to look like me who are biracial and people like the president and people like that than anyone else. It's going to be a mixed country eventually, like it or not.
Right.
Yeah. But then when he went on, you know, like I said, when he went on and told all these, you know, untrue stories about how he was dragged by the car and how, you know, he was doing this. And when they released the body cam footage, they were just like, okay, you lied 100%. So
that's what's so stupid. I mean, he knows he's wearing a camera, but he probably, you know, what he thought is he thought that his cop friends or whatever would protect him from.
Oh yeah, because they were taking up for him.
Of course they were.
Just like, oh yeah, yeah, he did that, and we were there when it happened. And mm-hmm. Turned out they were lying as well. So
just like with Sandra Bland, I mean, the same kind of thing happened. Wasn't the same extent, obviously, but I mean, when she was arrested, what they said happened wasn't exactly what happened. But anyway, wow. Well,
so
I'm sorry.
So didn't mean to bring, you know,
no,
downer.
I like to talk about things like this. I mean, I like talking about serious shit, so it's cool with me. It's fine.
So, yeah.
What about you, Christian? Anything you wanted to say before we go?
just to kind of switch lanes.
You want to talk about the Kardashians?
A little bit. Hey, now, I don't watch that.
We've
talked about that.
I'm just joking.
I understand you want to hear my Kim Kardashian accent. No, I wanted to, again, because I shouted, oh, did you listen to Melanie Martinez? Did you guys listen to that?
What we talked about? I did. I also listened to one that Jason told me about, too. The
Really quick, what was your feedback? What'd you think?
I liked her. Yeah.
Yeah, she's cool.
Yeah, I liked her a lot.
She's got a really unique tone.
Yeah, I really love to find new music, so I thank both of you for recommending that.
New artist that I'm really into this week. Her name is Phoebe Ryan. She just released an EP last month called Mine. She has this really awesome Ignition remix. Y'all know that R. Kelly song, Ignition?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She kind of did this like really spooky, cotton candy, like ballad, weird version of it.
What's her name again?
Her name is Phoebe Ryan.
Phoebe Ryan. Okay. I'll check her out.
And she's got bright green hair. She's like really cool. I could really see her going places. She has a very distinct voice. She doesn't have much of a vocal range, but she's got a really strong tone, which is really just that all that's important nowadays.
Yeah, absolutely.
So. But yeah, check out Mine by Phoebe Ryan. And specifically, I really like Ignition, the Ignition remix she has. It's cool.
Awesome. 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 I have nothing else to say, so
I'm still digging the internet. I love them.
Oh yeah, I love them too. I listen to their like you said, you can just put them on and just play the whole thing. It just kind of like it's kind of
their
groovy.
Most recent album, Ego Death, is amazing.
Yeah,
and also Jill Scott came out has an album that just came out. I think this.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of good things about that one. I haven't gotten to listen to it.
Yeah,
Jill Scott, I love her. She did Golden, right? Living my life like it's golden. Yeah, and she was also in all those movies. I love her. She's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I love me some Jill Scott. I actually want to go to a concert, but
and I'm going to Madonna in January. And
where? Chicago or
Atlanta?
What?
Because
that's fun.
In Atlanta. It was supposed to be in September or October, but she fucking canceled the goddamn thing. So she rescheduled all those shows. The first five shows she rescheduled for January. So I have to wait till January. But anyway, Janet Jackson is coming to Dallas. By the way, if anybody's interested in watching Janet Jackson, I would love to see her, but. Her tickets are a lot cheaper than Madonna's. They were like $200 for the best tickets. I'd love to see her. Oh my God. Do you guys like Janet Jackson or is she too far before your time as well?
No, I'd love to go see Janet. Okay. I'd actually love to go to that show.
And do you like her song?
I know it's going to be a good show.
Her new song or not? You think it's kind of blah or what?
I love it.
I like it too. I didn't like it at first, but now I like it.
So I wouldn't mind seeing Janet in concert as well. So, I mean, I would go.
Okay, good. Well, we're going in January to see them and also Madonna, so that'll be fun. Anyway, well, that was fun, guys. That was a good conversation. Thank you for talking tonight on the Gay XYZ show with Donovan and Christian and Jason. We will be back next week with more hot topics on Gay XYZ. So thanks for listening, and we'll see you all then. Bye, everybody.
Good night.
Bye.